Hello, this is Laurie, the Baca Journey, and it's time for Tere Meditation. And before we go into the silence, into the quiet, I wanted to talk about letting go. So, what a good place to start with talking about letting go, or being with that sense, than taking a breath in and letting it go. So many times in a day, we can catch ourselves holding our breath. We're neither receiving all that comes in with the in-breath, nor are we able to release, to let go. When I think of letting go, I think about letting go of the things that aren't working for me, things that are old. It might be, cleaning out my clothes closet and seeing things that have been in there for years beyond their prime. Letting go of things that don't suit me, that aren't who I am. If I think about that, for a moment, on one hand, there is who I know I am. When I'm most connected, most centered in myself, the me that I know I am. And then on the other hand, all that I carry that is not me, that is not really who I am. Those are the beliefs, the limitations, the doubts, the wonderings. They're the perspectives that I've had perhaps from mother, father, aunt, uncle, old friends, people I grew up with. Teachers, the things that I've adopted that don't fit. The act of letting go, the art of letting go, is something we all need to learn. We need to practice regularly. Because as we move more and more into who we are, there can be remnants, residue, of the old, of the things that are not fitting, that are not suitable for us. Again, it's like having to clean out that closet, having to throw away the shoes that with heels that are half worn. You're ready to stand upright. I am. We're ready collectively, together, to move forward. What does that look like? In a way, we never will fully know until we start letting go. And sometimes we need to let go with nothing in the offing. Sometimes we need to let go of what we think we have without knowing what's going to replace it, if anything will replace it. So how do you let go? How do you let go of what you think is keeping you safe, keeping you secure, when what it looks like is that on the other side is a whole pile of not knowing, of the void, of emptiness, of that which has not manifested? And perhaps that's a better way to consider it, that which is simply not yet manifested. So that's on the other side of letting go. It's not really emptiness. It's not really nothingness. It's not fear and trembling. It's simply that which has not yet manifested. And when I think about that, I feel some excitement. I feel some anticipation. As long as I stay with not trying to form it or kind of like peek into the future, peek into the, unwrap the corner of the Christmas package, trying to see what it is. Everything has its own timing. Everything. We can't rush it. We can't demand it. We can ask for it. We can't ask to be shown what's next. We can be asked to be taken into what's next for us without knowing what it is. I am ready. I am ready for what's next. And I have let go of whatever it is that is keeping me tied to what I don't want, what I no longer want, what is no longer me. What are you letting go of today? What are you wanting to let go of today? What are you so ready to let go of that you haven't even realized how much it's holding you back? You don't always have to simply put one foot in front of the other. Sometimes you can take off and you can fly. Sometimes you can soar across that imagined abyss below you. Allow yourselves the freedom to let go. If there's something you always say to yourself, where your body always tightens, it's probably such a long established pattern. Isn't it time to let go of that? To saying that to yourself? To telling yourself about all of the limits that you have on yourself? Everything that's not functioning, that's not working? It's time. It's time to let go. Even if you don't know what that looks like, through your day, let yourself be aware of your breath. Let yourself feel the pleasure of your out-breath. We're so much more attuned to the pleasure of the in-breath if we pay attention at all. I feel the in-breath and I feel how that circulates through my body and what it's doing and what it's giving to me. But that out-breath, that out-breath is what creates space. It's really what creates freedom for you to claim your next step. And you won't know it if you're always holding your breath, if you're always holding on. So let go and see what that feels like. And allow yourselves now to take a really full deep breath. Allow yourselves to let it go whenever you're ready. Let yourself be aware of your body, being supported by the chair wherever you're sitting, letting your body be upright as you go into the quiet so that you can receive whatever it is that you're needing to receive today. This is complete. Feel free to stand and stretch if you'd like to make some notes. But do take a moment just to feel grateful for this time where you've allowed yourself to go into the quiet and allowed yourself to receive. And perhaps allowed yourself to let go. So for today, this is Laurie, the Baca Journey, Terea Meditation. See you next time.